How does an oppressive regime empower individuals who are willing to toe the line? It's a question that director Jan Hrebejk and his regular screenwriter, Petr Jarchowski, tackle with the efficiency of a 90s psycho thriller in The Teacher. The answers are chilling, and while the final shot may be a little glib, the film offers plenty of food for thought. The story opens in 1983 in a classroom in Bratislava. Right away we can see that all is not well. The new teacher, Ms. Drazdicheva, Zuzana Moreri, asks her students to introduce themselves. Fairly standard procedure, but she is more interested in what their parents do for a living. We cross-cut to a scene of the pupils' parents gravely shuffling into a meeting with the school's headmistress. Some have lodged a complaint against Drazdicheva for abusing her position and bullying their kids. One of the principal victims is a young girl called Danka Kutrova, Tamara Fisher, a promising gymnast whose grades started suffering after her father, Sisonga Kasai, refused to do the teacher a favor. Meanwhile, students whose parents were willing to help Ms. Drazdicheva out saw their kids flourish, largely thanks to tip-offs about what to focus on before tests. Disciplinary action for gross misconduct must surely be on the cards, one would think, but there's a snag. Ms. Drazdicheva is the chairperson of the school's Communist Party branch, and it's clear that the headmistress is risking her own job by investigating the complaint. The parents are similarly worried about going against the teacher because in communist Czechoslovakia, people like Drazdicheva had a way of getting away with things, and scarier still, making the lives of their enemies far worse. The narrative skillfully weaves scenes from the parents' meeting with incidents in the past, where we see Drazdicheva coercing and intimidating her targets with her passive-aggressive methods. None of the favors she asks of her students or their parents seem particularly outrageous, apart from maybe asking Mr. Kutura, a downtrodden airline accountant, to smuggle cake to her sister in Moscow. Her biggest weapon as a widow is the poor me card, which she flourishes whenever she gets the chance, especially when putting the moves on meek former astrophysicist Mr. Lippmann, Peter Biebjak. He's a scholarly father who has been busted down to washing windows by the authorities after his wife fled the country, leaving him and their son living in a broken-down bedsit. Dismayingly, most of the parents aren't willing to sign the complaint. They are either too scared of Drazdicheva's position within the party, or are happy to defend her, because their kids are benefiting directly from her corrupt behavior. Notably, it is mostly the wealthy parents who have no qualms paying off the teacher that are most eager to spring to her defense. Drazdicheva meets her match in the unlikely form of Mr. Binder, Martin Havelka, an abusive father with a criminal record who refuses to go along with her schemes and is fully ready to match threat with counter-threat. Despite his crude behavior in the parents' meeting, it is his force of will that perhaps emboldens the others to eventually take a stand. In a relatively brief 100-minute running time, Hrebejk manages to unpack this multifaceted story in gripping fashion, superbly marshalling a large cast of characters to maximum effect. There's a lot going on here, but thanks to careful editing and astute casting choices, we're never in danger of losing track of who's who and who did what. Front and center of this excellent ensemble is Moreri as Ms. Drazdicheva. Moreri picked up Best Actress at the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival for her performance, and she creates a thoroughly despicable character without resorting to moustache twirling. She reminded me of the nurse in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, with whom she shares a similar enjoyment of the power she holds over people. The perks are nice, but it is her privileged position that she relishes the most, enabling her to indulge in inappropriate behavior without fear of recrimination. She's a pathetic, lonely person, but the system enables her to get away with bullying the parents and their kids, and she does so without the slightest hint of remorse. Just as Nurse Ratched was a totemic figure of the man in US counterculture, Drazdicheva is emblematic of the communist regime as a whole, and the parents and children become a microcosm of the Czechoslovak society of the era. Those willing to conform and sacrifice their ideals are rewarded, while those standing up to the authorities, personified by the teacher, are punished. Matching Moreri in the acting stakes is Havelka as the surly Mr. Binder. Reminiscent of Charles Bronson, he gives a forceful, literally balls-out performance, and the best scenes in the movie are when his angered working man goes toe-to-toe with the malevolent, conniving teacher who is victimizing his son. Having already fallen foul of the authorities, he hasn't much else to lose by standing up to her, and his outspoken refusal to be cowed by the teacher or her defenders manages to tip the balance. While the teacher's setting and story are very specific, it is reportedly based on a true incident. Its themes about the empowering effect of a pernicious ideology are universal and extremely relevant now. It's a riveting watch and timely viewing during our strange days.